May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love. Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, November 15th, 2025. And I'd like to thank you for tuning into my Cosmic Insight and Outlook for understanding the overview of what's really going on in our fast-changing world. So since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news, and today I'll be narrating from four newsletters that I've published over the last 11 days. And this is a lot of big-picture stuff, folks, with both a global crisis and an Aquarian opportunity. So I'll be unpacking the Great Awakening and the Great Enlightenment that's in process, try to keep a high state perspective on all the deep state BS belief system that we get in the lamestream media. But, you know, for those who are new, each of these newsletters I'm discussing is kind of like a cosmic love sandwich with the sourdough bread of truth slathered with lots of light and love on both ends and strong meat in the middle, as in straight-talking truth-telling. Now, peppered with some satire and garnished with some cosmic humor. So my intent for each of these cosmic love sandwiches is to provide delicious food for thought for those who are truly thoughtful. So I'm going to go into four newsletters. Back on the full moon on November 4th, I did a post, which I'll go into first, on the quantum shift from 3D to 5D and the 4D now. And that's some metaphoric miracles of the whole process of metamorphosis in nature that's going on in the collective consciousness right now. November 7th, I'm going to go into an article that follows on the first one on the cooperative versus competing worldviews. This is some of the creative dynamic tension that's going on worldwide, specifically, of course, in the United States, as we know, with our news media. But that's got some interesting stuff. And then 11-11, on 11-11, November 11th, 2025, we had events converge for global reset. Events converging for global reset. Some of you will find that interesting. Each of these newsletters, some of them have, you know, memes, graphics, articles, videos, embedded videos. So you don't have to go anyplace. It's kind of like a multimedia book, you know, online book. And you can skim, people skim over, they read these newsletters for different things. You can read them while I'm talking, if you know how, if those who know the routine of how to pull up heartcom.org. And, heartcom.org, and then the archive website is the 2025 Global Evolution Series, and that's at heartcom.org/2025revolution.htm. But you can just go to heartcom.org by way of just searching Heartcom Network. And then that's my archive page, and you've got my archives for the last 10 years, but this last year in particular, the 2025 Global Evolution series. You can scan to the bottom of that of this year, and you'll see the last four newsletters that I'm talking about today. So I thought I'd, you know, reference that again for those who listen to the show on a regular basis. You know the routine. You know how you can pull those archived newsletters up before I'm talking about and follow along. And that's basically what I'm going to do today is go through the narrative of these different newsletters. And then the one published just yesterday, which I think is the one that's really the gripper, most serious, it's like the topic existential crisis for life on Earth right now. And if you don't think that is, this is discussing when I get to this one, you know, what is truly the most critical crisis. And it's not just one, but you can get the picture of what the one is and what the other top existential crises are right now. And of course, I always give, you know, there's love sandwich, you know, that's a strong meat, but there's, you know, the light and love on both ends of this thing to where you can see, you know, the solutions, global solutions, Aquarian solutions that are in the wings, so to speak. They're emerging. They're emerging around the world in different ways. Artificial intelligence is accelerating everything in the direction of, you might say, a singularity or a common sense or unified field conscious evolution. And, you know, conscious evolution, you know, as you know, we are one. It's not just, you know, we're not just talking about the United States of America. We're talking about the United Sovereigns of Earth. You know, this is like we live in an instant, everywhere, interactive global village where there is no time or space anymore. It's like, you know, we're all brothers and sisters, the family of mankind in a global village. So, you know, that's really where it's going. And we've got, you know, all this Aquarian light frequency shift just going on, raising the frequency of the planet. And it's bringing up all that's less than light and love. It's all that's less than you might say, unity consciousness or common sense, or all that's less than our, you know, the family of mankind as one in a global village. It's bringing it up for transmutation, transformation. So I'll be going into that with this fourth article on the top existential crisis for life on Earth. Each of these newsletters, again, as a love sandwich, I'm talking about, you know, really strong, serious stuff. And then all the flavorings, garnishing, and, you know, making a sandwich out of it. So ideally, you can digest it without getting too abstract or too deep or too far out. You know, I tend to go to the cosmic far out dimension because that's where I've been the last 5 years since having an experience of cosmic consciousness that led me to the mystery schools and some magical, mystical experiences that I discuss in my online book called On the Path. And some of you know who I'm talking about as far as me in a former embodiment, in this embodiment, you might say. So I'm going to go into this first article. And again, this is in the 2025 Global Evolution Revolution series. I use the word revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word, which is evolution. And that's my, you know, a major theme of this last year. We're going through accelerated change, dramatic, accelerating change in the collective consciousness of global humanity. It's virtually a revolution. But it's the process, in this case, it's the evolution in higher consciousness. It is a revolution in the sense of everything is changing very fast. And the computer internet revolution has changed everything very fast. It brought us from, you might say, you know, a highly separated world to a highly connected world where, you know, it's like a global, it began, this whole thing of a global village frame of reference began with the internet. And some people know the story of how there was it was communications with fax machines across the Berlin Wall between Russia and Europe, where the Russians could no longer, they couldn't contain the, how much better things were in the West. They had been lying to the Soviet people, had been so oppressed, you know, with their system of government that had empty shelves in the stores, and people believed that was normal all over until fax machines started communicating across the wall. The communications showed And you know that they were really being suppressed, oppressed. Now, their system of government was not working, and that's when the Berlin Wall came down. Well, the same thing is happening with the walls in the mind of people worldwide right now. The walls in the mind are coming down because we live increasingly in an instant everywhere, all connected, interactive, global village. You know, with new internet capabilities. Like I'm saying, I'm broadcasting live to 63 plus English speaking countries now on the internet. Though I know there's people that tune into me different parts of the world because I get orders for my Swedish pollen extract and ship it around the world. The people listen to the show and order the pollen extract, which is the sponsor of my show, which I don't often talk about, but those who get my newsletters and read my narratives, my articles, my newsletters, you know that that's, you know, basically this is the product that sponsors my show. It's the best, when I say the best nutritional product in the world, this product, this nutrition product, and again, I usually don't talk about this. I'm going to put a plug in now while I'm thinking about it. This nutritional product is the source of the food chain. It's pollen extract. The Swedes developed a process after 50 years to harvest select pollens that have the ideal micronutrient profile for humans. And then they harvest these select pollens, which they found over 50 years were the best pollens that have the best micronutrient components in combination to make, you might say, the most perfect whole food on the planet, which the bees use to make royal jelly. So I'm talking about nutraceutical grade royal jelly. Nutraceutical in the sense that there's pharmaceutical standards that they use for the harvesting of the bees, the extraction of the extract, non-chemical extraction of extract. So it's, and then they pre-digest this rich extract at the very source of the food chain. You know, this extract from microscopic pollen grains is extract, and they pre-digest it with enzymes, which makes it highly bioavailable and non-allergenic. And this product has been used in drip IVs, is being used in drip IVs for immunotherapy all over the planet by oncologists and immunologists. One of the big pharma drug companies bought it, this company. What was it? Back about 15 years ago, 12 years ago. And they use it in drip IVs for immunotherapy to bring people's immune system back after they get chemo, you know, after their immune system is suppressed from chemo and radiation. They want to bring their immune system back, and they use this drip IV with the pollen extract, you know, nutraceutical grade, you know, pharmaceutical grade pollen extract, and it brings the immune system back. Well, they've been in Europe, they've been using the product for 50 years as a prophylactic for colds and flus. During COVID, I completely low profiled it and flew under the radar, and I wasn't going to say that it was the best thing in the world proven for colds and flus, or they would have shut me down. And I wasn't going to embarrass, you know, the company that owns the product by creating, you know, contention over their product. But, you know, it's when I say it's the best nutritional product in the world, I believe it. And enough said about that. So that's all I have to say about that. Anyway, I'm going to go into this article, this one here back just 11 days ago. On the caterpillar, the cocoon, and the butterfly, you know, metamorphosis, and how this corresponds to the quantum shift that's going on from 3D through 4D to 5D, and how global civilization right now is like going through a metamorphosis. And I have an article that's actually the November-December issue of from Natural Life News on the subject called Celebrating the 2025 Turning Point, Signs of Transformational Times. And those who are reading along, and with the podcast, you can always pause the podcast. And if you're following along in the footnotes of the podcast, there will be these different articles, those who are listening in the future to the podcast. Like I say, I'm giving this live right now. But it was a podcast usually published in, you know, the podcast is usually published in like just a few days after I give the live show. And you can click on these links to these four newsletters and you can follow along with me. And you, with the podcast, you can always pause the podcast and click on the links that I provide in the narrative and read the article that's in Natural Life News, the November-December issue. So that's what this article begins with. It goes into what I call, this was, again, back on November 4th, full moon. So with all the illumination of the full moon, I've got the Great Awakening video of the week and two of my favorite truth tellers explaining how people come to love their servitude, you know, but basically they get along by going along rather than rise up for the greater service to the sovereignty spirit for owning their own life, you know. And this is an issue that's, of course, kind of serious these days. It's like a wide-ranging discussion by two of the leading realists, conspiracy realists, what's really going on in the world. And it, again, the discussion's kind of, this is from the Corbett Report. It's kind of awkward at first, but they provide some brilliant insights into the cause and 3D core of a mass psychology of subservience that loves one's servitude. Now, we saw that during COVID. We saw it after 9/11. We went along with the wars in the Middle East that, you know, to protect our freedom, of course, quote unquote, the taking out of these countries in the Middle East. We went along with that. We went along with COVID and the masking, the distancing and all that. And there's a psychology behind that. This article goes into it where we can kind of become conscious of how we were conscious so we can be more conscious in the present. So I get into some explicit metaphors for the metamorphosis meme, you know, from the caterpillar's paradigm paralysis to the cocoon's transformation process, and then the butterfly's emergence and ascent, you know, taking wing with a higher consciousness and global civilization. You know, it's like how we're moving from the Great Awakening transformation process to a Great Enlightenment. And so, I mean, I'm just skimming over this article to get through everything today. And I usually, at the beginning of the show, get into the astrology psychology with what's going on in the heavens, you know, like a cosmic weather report. And then I'll do the most recent article. But I'm going to work up to that, although I am going to give a little bit of a cosmic weather report, because what I'm discussing now energetically is, I always try to be in tune with the energies that's going on. And I just did an astrological chart, you know, for today, you know, at the time of the beginning of my show. And it's, you know, the energetics right now that I, you know, can really almost feel, identify with, is a sextile of the moon, which is in Libra, with both Mars and Mercury in Sagittarius, which is very, it's like the higher mental body. And the moon is like bringing emotional, you know, the energies of Libra, which is balance. And a sense of fairness and balance and justice is sextiling, which is a very positive co-creation energy with the energies of Mercury, which is retrograde right now, and Mars, both in Sagittarius. So the retrograde aspect of Mercury is kind of a review, restore, renew, you know, going back and processing, in this case today, what's gone on for the last 11 days with these four newsletters. Mars is giving energy to it. And more energy is being focused with the sun is in Scorpio, and it's in a trine with Scorpio is a water sign, and the sun is in trine with Neptune and Saturn in Pisces. And that's, you know, a very, like, deep, profound, and they're the latter degrees. Both of those planets are in conjunction in the latter degrees of Pisces, which is like the collective unconscious, or you might say a deep mystical presence, but it's trine the sun, which is penetrating insight vision, you know, in Scorpio. So anyway, there's a unique blending of energy. This is all a grand trine with Jupiter trining the sun and trining, you know, this Neptune Saturn conjunction. So there's a grand trine, water trine going on, which is kind of a nice watery feeling, emotional, you know, a good feeling. Oh, I felt it last night. I was dancing. Last night I did the astrology before I went, you know, country swing dancing. And there was a grand sextile going on. Grand sextile is two grand trines and kind of a Star of David, and all the points are connected with sextiles between the points of these two, you know, these two grand trines. And that energy, it was like I had died and went to heaven, you know, with the music. It was a phenomenal, fun band, every tune you could dance to. And I was doing 20-something on the dance floor for 3 hours, my weekend cardio, getting out from behind the computer and just working it. So I just thought I'd mention that. Astrology, psychology, that's enough of a cosmic weather report for today. So I am going to go back into the next newsletter, which was this cooperative versus competing worldviews, you know, win-win versus win-lose on the world stage. What's going on in the collective consciousness of humanity? So this is kind of an urgent update for serious light workers, you know, who want to bring light to dark places with their quantum vision, virtue, and valor for the victory of planetary metamorphosis, which is linked back to the previous newsletter I just did, which was all about the metamorphosis that's going on in civilization right now. So I've got three important videos here that you can watch that are embedded in this this website, plus multiple memes to remember. Memes is kind of the word of 2025, like memes is the big meme, M-E-M-E, memes to remember. You know, it's like momentous memes, mementos, you know, that in these infographics, these memes that say a lot with just either a few words or graphics or, and I'll go into that. Some of them I will reference in here. So this is the choice between two competing worldviews. And we're talking about cooperative co-creation or divisive dialectic, you know, individual sovereignty or collective servitude, utopian vision, you know, vision of victory or willful submission, you know, Western hegemony or Eastern holism. Left brain logic or right brain intuition? Love of power or the power of love? Domination or co-creation? And so I've got two world views, pictures, graphics, one of the Western Hemisphere and one of the Eastern Hemisphere. And, of course, Western Hemisphere is more left brain linear logical. You know, we read left to right on a page because we're left brain dominant, and the whole evolution of language is from left to right because we're left brain dominant. In the East, they read on a page with their calligraphy, which is pictographics. They read from right to left on a page because they're right brain dominant. So you got the left hemisphere and right hemisphere of the brain individually within our brains and in the world because of the holographic unified field, torus fields within fields. There's, you know, it's all holographically at all levels. There's this unity and diversity, you might say. There's the whole brain, you know, the whole world is a combination of both hemispheres. It's like as above, so below, or as within, so with all. You know, it's like, it's the biological model, what's going on in the hemispheres of the brain, then the hemispheres of the world. And anyway, I could go on to that biomimicry metaphor. So, of course, the idea of how to check and balance, you know, the two hemispheres of the brain with the best of both worlds, both best hemispheres. You know, you might say you got a masculine hemisphere and a feminine intuitive hemisphere. And the best of both worlds, the balance is always, you know, how to empower wisdom. So empowering wisdom with love is kind of a theme of these newsletters. And those who are aware of the biomimicry principles whereby we're in the universe and the universe is in us, you know, the universe is coded in our DNA during gestation in the womb, so that the kingdom of heaven, you know, those cosmic frequencies are within us. You know, just as, you know, that's going on. The two hemispheres of the brain correspond to the two Earth's hemispheres and your brain field, you know, your worldview. But now they're finding out that it's not the brain that has consciousness. It's the brain that provides a vehicle for consciousness in the field, wherever, you know, wherever your attention is focused. And I'm not going to digress here too much, but I just was reading the article the other day that autism is really the real true, that autism is not a diagnosis. Well, it's a diagnosis, but it's not a condition that is a specific condition from any one cause. But the general cause is toxicity from any number of sources that basically just make the vehicle for consciousness, the brain, toxic to where it's just the toxic overload addles the brain. And there are different things that can do this, all kinds of different things that can do this. Point being is that we're all not operating at 100%. Some people say that we're only using like 10% of our consciousness. Well, the fact is, how much of the source field we access with our brain, you know, and of course the field, the source field, the Akashic records, how we access that, the field through our DNA, through, you know, through our imprinting with our astrology psychology at the time of birth, you know, how that is basically qualifying, you know, your each one's, you might say, holographic frame of reference of the holy whole. It's like our, you know, it's like our consciousness is like a holographic window into the holographic universe. It's just like a window. And consciousness is, you know, a unique function of the filters that we have through the astrology psychology that's infused in our DNA and as a function of the general condition of the vessel for consciousness in terms of the brain. You know, whether you're providing good neural transmitters for the brain, and the pollen extract is one of the best neural transmitters for the brain that you can take. It is actually used by a lot of workstation engineers. It doesn't give you a buzz like, you know, a stimulant, but it provides the bioenergetic components for consciousness, neurotransmitters, so that the synapses work better. The neurotransmitter precursors, just like beta carotene is a precursor for vitamin A. You know, people that are into nutrition understand that. And so is the pollen extract a precursor for neural transmitters. And this is why I provide the pollen extract in a powder, so you can take like a quarter teaspoon under the tongue and let it dissolve. And it'll go through the blood-brain barrier and provide neural transmitters for the brain, as well as then when you swallow it, there are precursors for the endocrine system. You know, they're hormonal precursors. And for the endocrine system, you know, whereby your immune system is strengthened because of the hormones, they balance everything in the body. You know, the hormones regulate everything in the body. They're hormonal regulators of the endocrine system. So naturopaths and people that are natural health, holistic health, nutritionally oriented, many people understand this, know this, and most of my customers for the pollen extract are more intelligent people in terms of this understanding of the biological correctness of the neurotransmitter precursors for the endocrine system and for the brain. Anyway, global humanity, you know, now has the artificial intelligence tools and the advanced technologies to create heaven on earth. This is my whole point about, you know, things are really bad, but they could be really good really fast. So you would think that a utopian golden age is an easy choice that sure beats death and hell, but there's highly organized psychopathic corporatocracy, you know, that continues to make a killing by serving investors rather than the public. You know, it's corporate law. When profits are at stake, shareholders come before the public. And that dark side, deep state stuff, I mean, they're, when I say they're making a killing, it's like, you know, this is what they do indirectly. So This is kind of a serious subject of what's going on with both the medical industrial complex and the military industrial complex. And I go into, you know, the dark side, deep state has a vested interest in ownership control and control of global industries that profit from the creation and the management, you know, big oil, toxic fossil fuels, petrochemical pollution, you know, big pharma, toxic medicine with synthetic drug poisons, big media with toxic mind control with, you know, the divisive dialectic, you know, that creates and manages, you know, confusion on purpose, and big tech, you know, the toxic AI technocracy that sabotages sovereignty, you know, like the digital gulag that they're trying to get to work on. Big war. Like toxic mass psychosis of conflict versus cooperation. The old dialectic, create a crisis, manage a crisis, right into the agenda that you're pushing from the beginning. But this too shall pass. You know, it's going to be, you know, I'm always talking about let's get real. Things are really bad, but things can really be good. They can get good really fast if we just become aware of how bad things are, you know, expose the lie. Because a lot of people, you know, believe it ain't broke, why fix it? And, you know, they need to know how things are broke, need to be fixed. So I suppose a lot of things expose truth, how good things can be. And as I've explained, you know, recently in different articles, on like the one on metamorphosis, it's time for a whole systems reboot. And this it ain't rocket science, you know, how this can be done. There is a whole, you know, a whole system of interactive telecommunications can upgrade our five core internet freedoms and provide a systemic and holistic checks and balances for what's called homeostasis. You know, homeostasis of the body politic, you might say. Checks and balances for healing of the body of mankind and the heart of kind men. You know, the CLC reset is what I call it, folks. You know, and so it's like this is our Aquarian destiny. You know, the butterfly stage of metamorphosis, you know, where civilization can take wings with you know, the Aquarian light and love, but we ain't there yet, folks. I mean, in the meantime, let's get real, folks, you know, see the good, you know, this whole TLC reset, what that looks like, how that works, and realize the urgency now, the global urgency, because the monetary system, as we've known it, is self-destructing. And the people who run it know exactly how to turn that breakdown into control through cascading crisis after crisis until the public gradually succumbs to the psychology of subservience to encroaching digital dystopia. In other words, this whole digital ID thing that they're pushing, I think, you know, it's like it's going to happen. Looks like it's going to happen. How bad it is as far as whether we'll retain our freedoms, you know, our basic core rights, and or whether the technology will be used to upgrade our freedoms of speech, assembly, to petition government, which I've been talking about for 50 years since I spoke to 10 agencies of FedGov on Capitol Hill back in 1974. Some of you know that story. But, I mean, I've been working at this for more than 50 years, and realize that at least half the solution to the crisis now is first realizing its truly nefarious nature. You know, what's going on? What's really going on? So that's why I do my radio show. That's why I do my newsletter. What's really going on, folks? That's the compelling reason to expose the existential nature of the crisis. And then I go into a video, and here's the real crisis in spades. And this is Whitney Webb going into the whole thing with CBDCs and digital IDs and biometrics and cash control and the whole lockdown agenda. You know, it's an extraordinary geopolitical analysis. And she goes into it in the serious nature of it, and it is sobering to say the least. And then consider also that the healthcare system is self-destructing. Now, I'm going into this. You know, I went into this in this newsletter, and I'm going into this today. I'm referencing it, and this is a constant theme of the whole medical industrial complex. I may skip even the next newsletter and go to the final one, make sure I can give it sufficient time. course, you can read these newsletters on your own. They've just got videos and articles that you can pick, you know, pick and choose. You can scan through, see what interests you. You can read the subheadings, which I'm doing in the narrative. I'm just talking about the self-heading, you know, and I'm like the one that, you know, the healthcare system is self-destructing and the people who run it are afraid of liability for the millions of people that have been murdered by the toxic experimental vaccines and the COVID hospital protocols of remdesivir and ventilators, as explained in the shocking video reality report. There's I say watch at least 3 minutes from the Stu Peters show, and it's pretty raw, folks. I mean, you know, it's like got, you know, some intense rock music, intense. And what he's saying, and this is, again, some people won't watch it. They'll just read the subtext here, which says from the Stu Peters show that 6 years of nonstop, you know, vaccine death jabs, he calls them, and the American people finally see the blood on Big Pharma's hands. 56% of the public in surveys now are screaming that it was actually a mass slaughter, while embalmers, you know, they've had these conventions of global conventions of embalmers, and they're finding all the places where the vaccines happen, the fibrous clots are clogging the veins of the poison, you know, people dying suddenly from these clot shots. And it's the same demonic architects of Operation Warp Speed and Kumo's death camp nursing homes still walk free. But the reckoning is here. These genocidal butchers will account for their mass pharmacide against humanity sooner or later. Again, it's kind of an over-the-top, intense, you know, I mean, they got blood on their hands. I mean, it's our blood. You know, they're killing us, folks. And they're still walking free. I mean, this is the kind of crazy stuff that a lot of people, they just do not want to go there. But there's other people that know, unless this stuff gets out there and people realize how bad things are not going to change. Anyway, to avoid accountability, the deep state perpetrators are doubling down on persistent, quote-unquote, safe and effective deception. Over and over, they run the mantra. You know, the meme that vaccines are safe and effective. And at the same time, they're censoring any dissent using high-tech surveillance and social media control methods, algorithms, etc., as used by Palantir. And then there's a video, a really brilliant video, five-minute video by Greg Reese, the Reese Report, where he goes into the understanding of the biometric consent by way of digital ID, and how they're moving the digital ID thing is happening very, very quickly. And like I say, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to stop it. The whole question is whether the public can control it to where it is not used as a social credit system like used in communist China, where this technology of social engineering was pioneered by the same big tech companies that are developing digital ID in the United States and the biometric consent agenda. So this is sobering, to say the least. And their end game is a digital system that monitors and manages every transaction. And the long-planned rollout of digital ID, first set in motion with the COVID scam, will be connected to employment records, health records, and banking records to create a total surveillance grid for tax-paying citizens to be monitored and have every aspect of their lives controlled, from what they eat to what they buy to where and when they travel. This is largely what they've got in China now. And if this technology is not controlled, if the technocrats don't have any oversight from the public, then it really looks like curtains for freedom and opportunity. Now, like I say, this can all change. And I really believe it's the divine destiny for the AI and truth telling to go mainstream very quickly and wake up to just how bad things have been, to the extent where people have a choice, clearly seeing how good things can be. And, you know, just see the self-evident benefit of, you know, more light and love, easier and faster, you know, the TLC reset. And that's a theme of this last month. I've been getting more and more talking about what the TLC reset is and how it works. And it is the bottom line links that I provide at the bottom of each of these newsletters. I go into the solution with this TLC reset, what that looks like as far as telecommunications, you know, for telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce. These dimensions, you might say the five dimensions of evolving social conscience within our global social networks, different types of social networks, government, education, healthcare, the economy. What does the TLC reset look like as far as more light and love, easier and faster? Because, you know, the solution's more love, folks. I mean, you know, God is love. Third grade, 9 years old can understand that God is love. And, of course, I kind of frame it for adults, for mature adults. I take it to, a little bit of a higher conscious level of God, love, is geometrically ordered divinity. You know, the love model with circle, triangle, square, the geometry of divinity, geometric ordered divinity, G-O-D. So back to the astrology psychology, understanding that, you know, we are in the universe and the universe, order of the universe, geometrically ordered divinity, God love, is within us. It's within us. And that understanding of that common sense is, of course, which will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with the spirit of light and cosmic universal love, which will define and refine Aquarius, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. So I finish up this article on 11/11 on bringing light to dark places, you know, the Great Awakening. And reality in the Aquarian age will be abundance, the abundance of light and love that makes scarcity economics obsolete. Abundant, clean, free energy technology, which will free us from petrochemical pollution. Abundant frequency healing, you know, medbed healing technology, which will free us from toxic drug side effects. Abundant 5D telecommunications tech, which frees us from the divisive dialectic and lamestream media. Culture and cooperative TLC reset, and abundant AI reality, reality-based technology. AI and there's a difference between most AI being used out there is programmed with mainstream media BS articles. It's not reality-based. It's skewered science-based, that science that has an agenda that's been bought off by the sponsors of that science to put out a belief system, which is so often just wrong, like all the incentivizing of Wall Street for war and disease. They're making a killing on war and disease. It's not incentivized for health and peace. Reality-based would be health and peace. And most AI does not expose the lie or expose the truth, because it would be an end of the unreality-based AI that's out there. This is a kind of a warfare going on in the collective consciousness of humanity right now. People are waking up to this. There's good AI and bad AI. And there's some AI that's, you know, more for mathematics and stuff that is not political, where political correctness isn't an issue. Although, if you're going to talk about the unified field theory, Einstein's whole thing is just wrong from a reality-based AI perspective in many regards. Some regards is correct. You know, popularized, it's like junk science. It's popularized stuff that's kind of safe statements. But other stuff is just wrong. And this is what AI is unveiling very quickly. You know, you might say abundant quantum reality, unified field reality for 5D plus conscious awakening and enlightenment in the field, the unified field, the brain field between our ears, and abundance, consciousness, abundant light and love, you know, TLC, the TLC reset. So I'm holding out for that. I would say that would be like divine destiny material. And I get into on this article, you know, 11/11, the trend toward global telecare, how the world is turning to do-it-yourself holistic health metrics because They're more effective than scripts that the MD quacks sling, you know? And I mean, that's the headline for this article from Natural Life News. And the subtext goes on to say that did you lose faith in the Western medicine model when the pandemic hit? 270 million Americans were tricked into getting the most toxic injections ever made, and countless people died by the hospital protocols that were all based on fake science, lies, propaganda, and fear tactics. Now, many of those conned Americans are turning to holistic, do-it-yourself types of courses that come highly recommended from integrative medicine experts, specialists, nutritionists, holistic doctors, and reality-based AI, which naturalnews.com provides with, I think they're called their Enoch AI system. There's links on it that you can go into that, and the AI that they provide, it's phenomenal. And I actually provide some videos in my newsletters on this AI, this new AI system model. I think the next newsletter I go into, so I'm going to have to maybe just touch on that. I provide some more video background on what's going on with digital ID. The only real solution to digital ID is basically, we have no choice but to create solutions and better solutions. I provide a video that go into better solutions, and you can watch that. Anyway, the newsletter gets, some serious food for thought for those who are truly thoughtful. I'm going to touch on this next newsletter before I go to the grand finale, the one I just published, which kind of summed up the whole month as far as the urgency of the situation. This article was on the Trump surprise here just about was that on 11/11? That was the one I was talking about on 11/11. Wait a second. I'm going to go back and check this. No, the newsletter I was just talking about just previously, not on 11/11. It was on November 7th. I said it was prelude to the 11/11 victory vibe. And there is a victory vibration numerologically with 11/11. Some of you are familiar with that. So the one I really did on 11/11 was this global domination and humiliation to world leader for cooperation. How Trump's greatest show on earth could surprise everyone. And there's a graphic here of a sinking, like a Titanic-like ship. And there's a caption on that as the ship sinking, like people saying up at the top of the back of the ship, which is sticking way out of the water, if we're sinking, why are we hundreds of feet up in the air? And that's kind of like the United States economy right now. It's being automatically pumped up. Wall Street is like a self-licking light ice cream cone. They're propping up the economy to make it look like it's all as well when it's sinking. And I'm going to go into that. You know, what's really going on? I personally believe that capitalism, sure beats the alternative, but not when capitalism loses its moral compass. Not when we have win-lose trade wars, overruling, a win-win, win-lose, overruling win-win, and not when the love of power and might makes right supersedes the power of love for our mutual benefit, but not when we can have clean, inexpensive energy because it would destroy the toxic big oil monopoly. And again, capitalism sure beats the alternative, but not when we are denied free online holistic health because it would destroy Big Pharma's monopoly and the disease care medical insurance complex, both which profit from a scarcity of health. So as I talk about in the last newsletter, we really want to have an abundance of health and the economics of abundance of peace. So there's a little graphic there of the blackboard from medical school, first day of medical school. The blackboard says a patient cured is a customer lost, which is the whole thing of the economics of scarcity, which is an oxymoron, the value of scarcity. It is, an oxymoron, which creates and manages the scarcity of health because it's profitable for the medical industrial complex. People are waking up to this. I mean, things are changing. So I'm going to go into the final newsletter now. I had to get a drink of my mango coconut water, soothe my throat a little bit. I'm talking too fast, probably. I want to get everything covered. So this was the article just published last night during the Grand Sextile of Top Existential Crisis for Life on Earth, and how the evil behind this has been just unspeakable, unthinkable, unspeakable. And we're talking about geoengineering, chemtrails explained. There's a video that was done this last week, and I have followed this chemtrail issue for a decade, more than a decade, and I won't go into the whole history of it. Back to when I was a communications director for Dr. Len Horowitz up in Sandpoint, Idaho, and he published a book called Death in the Air, which had the first expose on chemtrails, the first major expo. This was back in 2000. And I promoted him getting on radio talk shows. You know, I was a communications director. I was, lived there, and I got this issue, firsthand. And I've been following it, and I developed a whole compendium of videos and articles on the subject. And you can click on that on the website. Again, I provide in the footnotes the podcast. But whether you go there or read this article, which I, of course, provide the direct link to, you can watch this video by Tucker Carlson that was just done a few days ago, November 10th. And he interviews this foremost expert. And this guy is the most brilliant expert in chemtrails. All of my videos that I've done before and in this compendiums that I've done on the subject of over the last 20 years, 25 years now, this guy's brilliant. And I think it's must watch for everyone if possible. And he goes into the U.S. government is admitting chemtrails are real. We're talking about the mass poisoning of air, land, food, and water. The mass die off of trees, bees, birds, mammals, marine life, and the mass cover up by an unaccountable power elite and a media that will not discuss it, because it's owned and controlled by the same unaccountable power elite. And we got a mass awakening going on with two states that have outlawed chemtrails. And anyway, this is really, really serious stuff. And like I say, the evil behind this has been unspeakable. It's so anti-life, it's just unthinkable. But it's not, it's just like the toxic industrial waste, fluoride that's been dripped into our municipal water systems for the last 60 years. Some cities have banned it, but not all states. So, 50 years ago, it was known that fluoridated cities had skyrocketing cancer rates compared to cities of the same size that were not yet fluoridated, but the Rockefeller Medical Industrial Complex covered it up because cancer is their big profit center. I know this sounds horrible, folks. It goes into more detail, specifics about this. There's some satire. I try to make a little bit of a joke out of it, And what's going on today with the buying out of the media, like Rockefeller bought out ABC, CBS, and NBC back in the 1970s. These billionaire oligarchs, Zionists, are buying out. They bought out CBS. They're buying it. They bought out TikTok. They're buying out the mainstream media, folks. I mean, it's going on. We're talking about they're buying out CNN, HBO, Warner Brothers, Discovery, Paramount, CBS. TikTok. I mean, they're owning and controlling the media, so they can basically run cover for Big Pharma, and because Big Pharma stocks are the darling of Wall Street and institutional investors because steady profits result as more Americans get sick from drug side effects that are treated with more drugs. So, medical science has made such tremendous progress that there is hardly a healthy human left. This is a quote from Aldous Huxley. That's the satire I'm talking about. Anyway, folks, I'm going to do a wrap on this. Thanks for listening today. I hope I've, shared something that, basically tweaked your sparked your interest, company, you know, if it didn't offend your comfort zone too much, you know, my pure intent is to be the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo, talk about stuff that's really happening, but that you're not getting from the lamestream medium that ideally you can appreciate. So hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love. And the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity, as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.